The much-anticipated 00939 ETF has debuted. The instrument opened Wednesday at 15.11 NT and hitting an intraday high of 15.39 NT, or 1.85% higher. The market momentum faded as traders began to sell off. The ETF closed at 15.03 NT, down 0.08 NT. Its net asset value per share fell below the issuance price of 15 NT. The disappointing debut led to the creation of an online community titled 00939 Self-Rescue Club. So far, the traders discussion group has more than 300 members. In the coming weeks, the market will see the launch of more hotly subscribed ETFs, including the 00940 and 00944. But analysts warn that the market is showing signs of overheating and that investors should stay cool and think twice before chasing after ETFs. Vice President-elect Shelby Kim is in Europe after making a personal trip to the U.S. last week. Earlier this week, Shell met with politicians in the Czech Republic and spoke at a forum held by a Prague-based think tank. Taiwan's foreign ministry has not disclosed where Shell will go next, but it's confirmed that she'll return to Taiwan after her European visit. China's Taiwan Affairs Office has protested Shell's travels, calling them harmful to the interests of Taiwan's people.
On social media, Czech Senate Speaker Miloš Vystrčil posted a photo with Vice President-elect Shelby Kim. After visiting the U.S., Shell headed to Europe to speak at a seminar organized by Synopsis, a Prague-based think tank.
Shell's trip to the U.S. was purely for personal matters. She is the vice president-elect, so we did have some communication with the U.S.
The foreign ministry did not give details on Shell's itinerary after the Czech Republic. Although Shell has kept her travels low-key, China's Taiwan Affairs Office has expressed opposition, accusing her of harming the interests of the people of Taiwan.
China has always protested whatever we do. If I visit Europe, if our European friends visit Taiwan, or if Vice President-elect Shell visits Europe, China will raise objections. Some friends in the U.S. have told me that if China gets angry, it must mean that we are doing the right thing. Before assuming office, Vice President-elect Shell has a degree of freedom. If friends invite her for a visit, we make the necessary arrangements.
China has not only been ineffective at deterring visits, but has also become the target of complaints. 27 members of the European Parliament have sent a joint letter to the International Civil Aviation Organization, protesting China's unilateral adjustments to the M503 flight path in the Taiwan Strait. The letter urges the ICAO to monitor regional developments and ensure compliance with regulations.
We also explained to them that China's unilateral changes to the status quo would escalate regional tensions. Such actions are not conducive to regional peace and stability.
According to ICAO rules, any changes to flight paths must be negotiated beforehand. China's change of the M503 flight route has been seen as a reaction to the results of Taiwan's presidential election.
The central bank has unveiled commemorative coins featuring Lai Ching-te and Shelby Kim, which celebrate the inauguration of Taiwan's 16th president and vice president. The coins are available in gold and silver, which are priced at 72,000 NT and 1,800 NT, respectively. Due to the soaring price of gold, these commemorative coins are the most expensive on record.
A gold coin and a silver coin shimmer under the light. One side carries the image of Lai Ching-te and Shelby Kim. The other side shows the insignia of the presidential office. To celebrate the inauguration of the 16th president and vice president, the central bank minted commemorative coins as per tradition.
The portraits are based on photos provided by the offices of the incoming president and vice president. They are engravings produced by our central mint, which made every effort to ensure the likeness.
But with gold prices soaring, these inauguration commemorative coins are the most expensive on record. The gold coin is priced at 72,000 NT and the silver coin at 1,800 NT. That's up from the 2020 coins, which sold at 56,000 NT for gold and 1,600 NT for silver. As before, 10,000 gold and 50,000 silver coins will be available, and each person will be limited to one gold and/or silver coin. To support environmental sustainability, all sales will be conducted through pre-orders, which open Wednesday at 10 a.m.
The pricing reflects the cost of gold, of the raw materials, as well as exchange rates, manufacturing costs, and other related expenses.
Looking back, the 2016 coins marking President Tsai Ing-wen's first inauguration had a limited issue of 10,000, and they sold out on day one. It remains to be seen if the Lai Xiao coins will be just as popular.
Taoyuan International Airport has handed out penalties to staff after a mismanaged runway repair project. Early this month, routine repairs disrupted more than 500 flights over 2 days. Following an internal investigation, the airport announced penalties to 12 staff, including its chair and its president. The harshest penalties, 2 demerits, were reserved for 2 managers with the title of vice president. The airport also announced a plan to prevent similar disruptions in the future.
With regard to public notification, we will advance the announcement of flight schedules to 90 days before runway closures. Secondly, we will strengthen efforts to increase awareness among passengers and the general public. We may execute future projects in phases so that no runway is closed for too long. When a runway is closed for more than 12 hours, it should be treated as a special case, requiring tight coordination across airport services and airlines. You need to check where the flights were adjusted. The northern runway is due for maintenance in the second half of the year, and that project will adhere to the new operating standards.
The airport acknowledged its lapses in coordination and said the runway shutdown lasted too long. It pledged to do more short-term maintenance projects rather than long ones and to prioritize evening and off-peak hours for repairs. The Health Promotion Administration has released its latest survey on smokers in Taiwan. In 2022, smoking among women 18 and older increased to 3.7% of the population, up from 2.9% in 2020. An FTV reporter spoke to HPA Director Wu Zhaojun to find out more.
Health Promotion Administration Director Wu Zhaojun and other officials chant slogans urging against smoking.
Both adult and teenage smoking is on the rise, and the primary product being smoked continues to be e-cigarettes. I would like to make clear that currently there are no legal e-cigarettes in our country, and there will be no legal e-cigarettes in the future.
The HPA's latest survey shows that smoking among Taiwanese women among 18 and older is on the rise. In 2022, the rate went up to 3.7% of the population, from 2.9% in 2020. Smoking among younger women is also on the rise. Dr. Wu Daiying says that smoking can cause a slew of health issues, including cancer and cardiovascular disease.
The toxins from smoking circulate in the body through the bloodstream, so all organ systems from top to bottom are affected. Cancer is, of course, one of the possibilities. There's the cancer everyone is familiar with, lung cancer. There's also the number one killer of women, which is breast cancer, as well as cervical cancer. Smoking increases the risk of breast cancer by 7.2 times.
The HPA urged Taiwan to quit smoking. At present, 3,500 medical institutions across the country provide customized smoking cessation services. FTV reporter Stephanie Yang and Tan Junhao in Taipei.
Well, it's almost April, which means it's the most exciting time of the year for firefly lovers. The little insects are already out in force at Dongshi Forest Garden in Taichung. Now, the changeable weather this year isn't perfect, but a conservation program has created a great habitat for fireflies. In the peak season of April, experts say as many as 300,000 fireflies could be visible at the garden.
A forest of tiny lights flickers in the darkness as clouds of fireflies dance through the night. Their clicking is accompanied by the croaking of frogs, creating a grand evening ball. The fireflies in Taichung's Dongshi Forest Garden are mostly Luciola serrata. They were already spotted in the garden in mid-March, and the best season for enjoying the flashes is mid-April. A conservation program at the garden has succeeded in designing a habitat well-suited to fireflies. The garden's organizers expect the population to reach 300,000 this year.
Fireflies are every year from April to June, only at that time, and you can get closer to this place.
Luciola serrata starts the firefly season off in mid-March, then passes the baton to Luciola ansayi and Luciola kagiana in early May.
They have different colors. There is the red Luciola kagiana, the Curtis sautery with its sustained glow, and Aquatica ficta, which lives in water. Many different types of firefly will emerge.
The garden administration reminds visitors of several principles to follow when watching fireflies. Don't barge into their habitat, don't turn on lights, and don't try to catch them. Keep a respectful distance and enjoy the show.
Pop music fans, take note. Two stars of Hong Kong's music scene are bringing their smash hits to Taiwan. This April, Gigi Leung is set to perform at the Taipei Arena. Following her, the legendary Jackie Chung will put on 2 weeks of shows from May to June.
In 2019, Cantopop legend Jackie Chung made a splash in Kaohsiung. 5 years on, he's making his return to Taiwan. This time, he'll be at Taipei Arena, performing 6 concerts over the course of 2 weeks. Chung has produced hit after hit over his 39-year career. Earlier this month, he cancelled 3 concerts in Shanghai after testing positive for COVID, raising concerns about his health among fans. A ballad about a breakup is rearranged into an upbeat banger, and Chung looks as healthy as can be. The Taipei Arena has a packed schedule this spring, and Chung isn't the only Hong Konger in the lineup. After her first visit 11 years ago, Gigi Leung is coming back to Taiwan. On Tuesday night, she did a live stream on social media, giving fans a sneak peek of her upcoming concert. Leung promised a set list of songs entirely in Mandarin so that everyone can sing along. With her delicate dulcet tones, Leung is set to bring the sounds of her generation to Taiwan.
What happens when you show up at the hospital without your NHI card? In some cases, you could end up paying less. That's what happened earlier this month when a new Taipei mother forgot her daughter's health insurance card. She braced herself for a bigger bill but ended up with a bargain. This is what happened.
On March 1st, a woman surnamed Chen took her daughter to Shuanghe Hospital to review a medical test result. She expected the fee to be 620 NT, but having forgotten her NHI card, she feared having to pay more than 1,000 NT. To her surprise, she was billed just 430 NT without insurance. Hospital staff advised her not to reapply with insurance, as that would incur a greater fee. She was puzzled as to why fees are higher with insurance than without.
When people come to a medical institution to get a diagnosis, to review a report, or for a consultation, if no medicines, tests, or treatments are prescribed, the non-NHI fee can indeed be lower than the NHI copay.
Shuanghe Hospital has responded to the incident. It said the non-NHI fee for reviewing a health report comprises 200 NT for registration and 230 NT for the consult, for a total of 430 NT. But if examinations are carried out or medicines are prescribed, additional charges could be tacked on, and it could be cheaper to use NHI. On March 1st, Shanghe Hospital, Taipei Ziji Hospital, and National Taiwan University Hospital Hsinchu Branch were upgraded to medical centers. Outpatient co-pays went up from 240 NT to 420 NT, and emergency care co-pays rose from 400 NT to 750 NT. The hike has raised complaints from patients with long-term conditions.
The medical network plan calls for one medical center for every 2 million people. That means Taiwan only needs 12 medical centers, but already we have more than 20. Half of them are in Taipei and New Taipei. Where's the fairness in that?
According to the Taiwan Healthcare Reform Foundation, the rising number of medical centers could come at the detriment of regional hospitals and residents in rural areas.
We all know that convenience is a big part of Taiwanese life, but did you know there's one convenience store for every 1,700 people? The only place in the world where convenience stores are more celebrated is South Korea. You might be wondering how these stores manage to balance their books, given that there are often several in a city block. Let's take a look at some of the different commercial strategies convenience stores employ.
Buying
goods, paying bills, picking up parcels, picking New Year's gifts, three meals a day. Is there anything you can't do at a convenience store? Taiwan's convenience stores mostly operate 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, and have become a vital component of daily life for almost all of us.
It might not be so convenient in other countries. In Japan, it doesn't feel like there are so many convenience stores, not as many as in Taiwan. They're everywhere in Taiwan. So just how entangled is Taiwanese life with a convenience store? Here's one store, and just a few steps away, a competitor. On Taipei's Linson North Road, they almost form an avenue of convenience, with 23 stores along just 2 kilometers.
You can see how dense they are on the map. These red dots are all convenience stores. The latest figures from the Ministry of Economic Affairs show that at the end of 2023, Taiwan had 13,706 convenience stores, one for every 1,703 people. The only place where they're more densely distributed is South Korea.
If they want to increase revenue, they need to start making some strategic brand collaborations. Brand collaborations increase the average per customer transaction value and also bring in more customers. Secondly, they can bring in some higher value products. This can be major factors in boosting the revenue.
Competition between convenience stores is fierce. The Ministry of Economic Affairs suggests that the total annual revenue of these stores was 412.6 billion NT in 2023, a new 14-year high.
Sika deer are some of Taiwan's most common large animals. They can be seen at most zoos and leisure farms. But did you know they are legally classed as domestic animals, not wild animals? That means they can be raised as pets without a license. So why are deer considered domestic? And what kind of pet does a deer make? Let's hear from a zookeeper and a former owner of a pet deer.
It's mealtime, but if it wasn't, these Sika deer would be hiding cautiously away on the rocky slopes.
They're very cautious. They won't come down if a stranger is here.
Sika deer are known as some of the scaredy cats of the animal kingdom. They're constantly scanning their environment for danger and usually come out at night. But did you know that Sika deer are legally classified as domestic animals, the same as cats and dogs? When the Wildlife Conservation Act was adopted in 1989, wild Sika deer had already gone extinct in Taiwan. It was only thanks to conservation work in Kenting National Park that they reappeared in the wild. So legally, they're not wild, and it's legal to keep them as pets without a special license.
If you want to keep one as a pet, try to get a female, not a male, because they grow horns.
Few Sika deer live in the wild, but they can be seen across Taiwan on farms and leisure farms and in zoos. And a few people keep them as pets.
Sika deer are very people-like, actually, like dogs are. I could teach my deer to shake my hand. You have to be careful when you take them outside and keep them away from wild dogs. You must keep them on a lead. Don't let them run free. They're very cautious and they'll run away if they meet a stranger. That's especially true where there are cars, like on big roads. It's extremely dangerous.
This zookeeper explains that keeping a pet deer requires a lot of patience, quite like keeping a pet dog. Deer must always be fed by a specific member of the household, who the deer will take as their owner and follow. Like cats and dogs, they can be taught tricks like shaking your hand.
Taiwanese artist Bam Bam Yeer has brought a U.S. Major League Baseball star to life for the Los Angeles Times. The newspaper invited six artists to create portraits of Shohei Ohtani, who plays for the L.A. Dodgers. Bam Bam Yeer, a graphic designer based in Taipei, was one of them. He spoke to FTV about his work.
I was thrilled when the Los Angeles Times reached out to me about illustrating Ohtani. I basically replied immediately. Actually, I had provided the newspaper with three sketches, and this is the one they chose.
After receiving the invitation, Bam had less than a week before his sketch went to print. He said he wanted to showcase Taiwanese graphics on the global stage. The artist is currently working on another Ohtani illustration, so fans can stay tuned.